USA Radio News.
Harriet Hageman has defeated Liz Cheney in the Wyoming GOP primary. Cheney teased a possible White House bid after conceding the congressional primary race to Trump-backed candidate Hageman. In her final remarks following the election results, Cheney said, quote, "Now the real work begins," unquote. A judge sided with former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday in his dispute with a now-defunct state ethics commission. It ordered him to give up $5 million he was paid to write a book about his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuomo acknowledged state employees helped with tasks including editing the manuscript. However, he said those employees did that work voluntarily during their personal time. And shares of Walmart surged over 5% on Tuesday, coming in above Wall Street expectations. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Joe Biden signed the $739 billion Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday. However, the name is a misnomer. The Congressional Budget Office says it does not reduce inflation.
Today offers further proof that the soul of America is vibrant, the future of America is bright, and the promise of America is real and just beginning.
The White House said the Inflation Reduction Act also tackles climate change. Federal officials are warning that the Colorado River system is at a, quote, tipping point, unquote, amid a drought crisis that demands big reductions in water allocation along the river. The U.S. Interior Department did not announce any mandatory water cuts for New Mexico, but the state's existing water conservation programs could be under increased scrutiny. The Colorado River serves more than 40 million people across seven states and Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Minneapolis teachers union contract states white teachers will be laid off or reassigned before educators of color if a reduction in staff is initiated. This according to Alpha News. The Star Tribune reports the seniority disrupting language in the policy is rare among school districts nationwide, and at least one constitutional law attorney has called the contract provision a violation of the Constitution and Civil Rights Act. Some Catholics in the state of New York are answering a higher call. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
They've just been through turmoil. Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. Now they feel somewhat a casa, at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants and he believes they should be able to handle it.
And a judge has scheduled a Thursday hearing on potentially unsealing FBI search records in the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.